Well, it's something we knew was coming. In February, when the standing orders were amended to actually allow this change to take place, we had raised our concerns then. And in the hopes, perhaps, you know, a little wishful thinking, that they might consider reversing those amendments. And we've called for that again in the light of what has happened. It's definitely of concern to us that the standing orders, which were amended to allow a government member to take on the chairing of that committee, or rather the amendment meant that an opposition member was no longer mandated to be the chair of that committee, came out in February, and we were expecting it to that to take place, of course, that change, and it happened almost immediately. So as soon as they had the first meeting of the Public Accounts Committee, the voting happened and the chair was ousted.
Okay, so now there's a government MP rather than an opposition one as the chair of the Public Accounts Committee. What's this got to do with human rights, though?
Well, for us, it's about accountability and transparency and the close link that has to human rights. So, for example, there's a very strong emphasis by this government, which we think is excellent, on socioeconomic rights. As we know, all human rights are interlinked, but socioeconomic rights in particular rely very heavily on accountability on the part of how public funds are used. To give you a clear example, when it comes to education, is our funds being used appropriately to ensure that everyone is able to access education and therefore fulfill their right to education? However, when you are actually eroding the perception of accountability and transparency and integrity or credibility of that Public Accounts Committee, then you are actually undermining your efforts in this area of socioeconomic rights.
Could you not perhaps be opening yourself to charges of politicising what is looks to be, on the surface of it, just an administrative change? Couldn't you be accused of saying, look, you know, we're interfering in the politics of Fiji, and the government could say, you know, you're supposed to be an NGO coalition on human rights. This is nothing to do with actual human rights. This is just an internal parliamentary change.
I think that would definitely be clouding what is, in fact, quite a serious issue. The authorities will point out, as they have in the past, that even in Australia, for example, you don't have that provision, which is that the opposition should chair the Public Accounts Committee. However, many Commonwealth countries do, and it's considered definitely in terms of good governance, it's best practice to have the opposition scrutinising the public accounts, so that those who are spending it are not the same ones that are overseeing the accountability of those funds. So it's not that we're saying, for example, that Mr. Sudhakar would not make an excellent chair. That's not what's being said here. But the perception and the credibility of that institution is called into doubt when such a change is made.
Isn't this a bit brave of an NGO like you to stick your head above the parapet like this? Usually NGOs and even the media in Fiji practice a bit of self-censorship in Fiji. Why take such a step now?
I think this is something that we're quite concerned about because what has been a big change for us since the coup of 2006 has, of course, been the 2014 elections. And we saw, along with the new parliament, some really excellent standing orders that had mandate to ensure, you know, public engagement with the parliament, to ensure all sorts of accountability and oversight mechanisms, to ensure that there was, for example, standing committees should have a gender analysis done of any new legislation. So there's some really excellent provisions in there. When we see a rolling back of what has been set in place only a year and a half ago, that is of great concern to us. And I think while we understand that we make progress slowly towards the realization of human rights, to see a rollback in just a year and a half on an area of accountability which underpins many human rights concerns, that is, of course, of concern to us. And we wanted to just make that clear. We'd spoke out on this in February when the standing orders were first amended, and we felt that it was important just to note our concern at the change when it has happened here. This is not to indicate support for one political party or another. This is talking about an institution and the credibility of that institution.